Sharing the roadway with farm equipment, what you need to know that could help prevent an accident. That's coming up on This Land of Ours. Every now and then, we'll find ourselves driving on a two-lane rural road when all of a sudden, just ahead of us, appears a slow-moving piece of farm machinery. Better to let the foot off the gas immediately, otherwise we might find ourselves doing this.
Let's say the car is traveling 55 miles an hour, and you're coming up on a vehicle, another slow-moving car that's going 45 miles an hour, and let's say you're about 400 feet away, you have 27 seconds to close that 400 feet. Well, now let's say that the car is traveling 55 miles an hour, but the vehicle in front of them is only traveling, let's say, 15 miles an hour. It only takes 7 seconds to close that same 400 feet. And even with today's faster farm equipment, it's still only about 13 seconds to close that same distance.
Mike Statton of Michigan State University Extension says in recent years, the number of collisions between farm equipment and motor vehicles on our nation's roadways has increased, with rear-end collisions being one of many factors connected to these types of accidents. What can you, the driver, do to prevent such collisions?
Look for flashing lights, try to identify farm equipment, be aware of this difference in closure time and react as soon as you can, and look for slow-moving vehicle signs on the back of the equipment. Should be about in the center of the piece of equipment, should be 3 to 5 feet off the ground.
I'm Kathy Isom, Southeast AgNet.